Bitzchut Blaser brings down the Shaila that they asked of Yisrael Salanta, why Rosh Hashanah doesn't come after Yom Kippur? Chure, the Seder Advarim had to be to do tshuva. After you're ready from doing tshuva, to go to Rosh Hashanah. That's a good avzayin Seder Advarim. You do tshuva. Sholem, no aveiros. No, then we get to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin. And there's Rosh Hashanah, to be zeicher, to shana teivu mesuka. And the Seder Advarim, we go to Yom Adin. And after that, we do tshuva. So I want to explain. The shaila is right and is wrong. Chazal told us that we have to do tshuva before Rosh Hashanah. Sfarim start from Rosh Chodesh. The Maaseh, our meaning is to start on Sunday, Motzei Shabbos. We'll be starting to say Slichas. The Hainu, the Seder is, we start to say Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. It's not that we're waiting after Rosh Hashanah to do tshuva. No. We will be doing tshuva before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, in a second we'll explain. About the Seder HaDvarim, the Tzura that the Teire gave it, is Rosh Hashanah Unochdem Yom Kippur. We know, Chazal told us, you have to do tshuva. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ashkenaz, we say for hours, Slichas veKapora, and we do tshuva, and we bet Slicha veMechila. So what is the Tzura HaDvarim take? What's the Mahalach though? What does the Mahalach do? The Mahalach is as if Yitzchak Blaser said, what is the pshat that when we do tshuva today, we do kabbalas, the man said it doesn't catch yet. People, as everyone knows in his, the man said, so I think we say for Yisrael that the reason the tshuva doesn't catch today, and say the advarim, in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, is vidui, charote, v'kabole ala osit. Today, everyone's tshuva starts with kabole. Okay, what is the kabole? Okay, what I'm changing for next year? And not the mezuchta avade charote shamnu portehilim stand up the home machen tshuva, that machen tshuva, and you look how to do tshuva. In the old days, the real tshuva was a charote amitis vidui charote tzar. Rabbi Yehuda says shuvisoynen oili sheshamati v'kolitzri oy gival, and then a tut shuva, a machta kabbala. That kabbala stays. Shuva that doesn't have no charote doesn't have a koyach of tshuva. And b'meile, he explained, if Yom Kippur would come before Yom Adin HaNeiro, the Yom Kippur would not have the koyach. But when a person is ready in Yomim Neroim, it was Yeshem in Reish Hashomeh, Sifrei Chaim veSifrei Meisim Nis'ale Yomim Neroim, and then he does tshuva, he's holding already in the Madrege the Yom Kippur could catch. Avade, every person has to know that it's much leichter to come to Yom Adin B'tzlicha v'kapore Beinanim tluyim v'ayim din Rishayim nechtovim v'nechtovim le'altar. A person can't leave it till after Rosh Hashanah. But the Seder Tshuva, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu left a person to Yom Kippur, Hashem didn't want to spend the Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah, because the Yom Kippur would not come to the right Tayalas when a person could take out of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. What is Negea to us? We have a week and a half to Rosh Hashanah, 3 weeks to Yom Kippur. It's not time left. And we have the Avoida. We have three Avoidas in front of us. We have the couple of days that are left till Rosh Hashanah is to start to do tshuva. Then when it comes closer to Rosh Hashanah, we're busy in the avodah of Malchias. It's the etzem avodah of Yom Adin. The Yom Adin is not avodah of tshuva. It's Yom Adin. Im ulefanei Malchias. It's Choyin Shofres. It's Yom Shabbos V'don of Shofres. It's even a starker avodah of Malchias. But it's the second avodah. The avodah is till you get ready close to Rosh Hashanah is to start to do tshuva. Shapur ma'aseichem. Pashpishu ma'aseichem. Then, otot before Rosh Hashanah we'll do malchias, and then is a week of again doing tshuva. Noch da avoyde for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. So this week, that's what Chazal is starting after Shabbos, but it's already starting. The avoyde is to do the tshuva that comes before Rosh Hashanah, and it's avoyde. And the person can't say yeah, for sure, Rosh Hashanah, for sure. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah. I stop the guy, yeah, for sure, I'm getting ready for Hashanah, yeah, I already have a seat. I chap a chizuk, you know, the seat's ready, you have to chap 2 weeks before, yeah? 3 weeks before. It's already, why? You can't arrange it in the last minute. It's a lot of people, but you have to arrange it, so it takes time. If you don't arrange it, it's not good. So you have to arrange it. But as you come to the avodah to be zakai b'yom adin, say it. Rosh Hashanah is not a week and a half. We'll take care of it. Time's come, we'll take care of it. So let me prepare. Let me prepare. I'm saying the yesod of the tshuva that is coming before Rosh Hashanah has to be Keseder HaTshuva. Now I'll explain. And Yom Kippur and the Avodah will be already in the middle, it's Ando Mahalach. When you're holding in the Avodah now, has to be Keseder HaTshuva. What is Keseder HaTshuva? Vidui, Charote, VeKabolo. Vidui, Charote, VeKabolo. A person has to sit with himself and to have charote. It's the hardest thing. All the years, you know, we're brought up in the yeshivas, because the Kabbalah is the zach that changes the person. They're busy giving us Kabbalahs, small Kabbalahs. We'll speak about it before Yom Kippur. A person has to pack himself with Kabbalahs for the next year. Say that. It's a choshev avoydah. A person has to have an avoydah Vidui, Charote, and Bemele Kabbalah. This has to be the Avodah before Rosh Hashanah. So how a person comes to that Avodah? A Vidui, Charote, and Kabbalah. There's no shortcuts be'etzem. That's the mitzvah sayoy, that's the chiyuv on every person to do it b'metzias. Everyone could take an example to himself. You know, he yelled on someone, he was mivayir someone, and he feels guilty that he did it. Every person has kind of feelings of guilt. Some people, it's you go into a taxi, yeah, and you have an argument with the taxi driver on a shekel, yeah. And he says, yo, and you say, no, and you know, he starts to say some not nice words, and you tell him, ganav, and dos, and yeah, and say, oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. So some guys are so, you know, they're made as, you know, they're shkotzim, you know, chasim shalom, you know, like they have a skin of an elephant, if you could call it. They go off, they don't mind when the taxi driver is upset and is angry, yeah, and they just bang the door and they leave, yeah, and maybe they give him, like, you know, azah klala or something. I go now, they sue him, Shabbat. Some guys are more idle. After they leave the taxi, they feel a kind of guilt. Sometimes it's time to check with the other person. It's wrong. I didn't do the right thing. It's chaval that I did it. Sorry that I did it. I know it was the wrong thing. I slipped. Das heißt charote. Das heißt charote. Choshe v'bocher goes to sleep a little bit late and he wakes up and he sees he's missed Zman Krishna. It's like the first time that it happens. Nochdem Leitzahol already came Rosh Hashanah Aveir v'shonah bo. Terrible feeling. The person Chas v'Shalom puts up a light with a mistake in Shabbos. It feels terrible. It feels mamish terrible. Shek v'chazach. Will come another guy and will say, no, when he presses a button in Shabbos, it doesn't feel so bad. My father told me once, he was by some of the Rosh Hashiva in America, and the Rosh Hashiva in America had a library. And there was a speaking and learning, and the Rosh Hashiva went down to his library to bring a sefer. And the other Rosh Hashiva was waiting for him, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. That Rosh Hashiva didn't come up. So he got very scared. He's not a young guy. Maybe something happened to him. So he went down to the Adam's library. He comes into the library and he sees that Rosh Hashiva crying like a baby. Crying, shaking. Crying like a baby. What happened when he went down to the library and a mistake he put out the light? He felt so bad. He was crying like a baby. This is charot. The reason tshuva doesn't catch by us, everyone that is sitting here, I'll tell you, you know what? Well, let me work on Kabbalahs. I can get you in a second into it, yeah? Well, into some Kabbalahs. You know, Matoivu, Psukir Zimre, Nais Nasech Vibino, Netiras Yudai, because I'm over the bench, I'm out of the bench, yeah? There's all different Kabbalists today. You know, Baruch Hashem, you know, it's wide, you know, you can learn from the time before you go to sleep. There's a lot of Kabbalists. Everyone has this kind of Kabbalists. Two Perkitilim, one Perkitilim. You know, there's a Baruch Hashem, glad it's all full with Kabbalists, and that Mizalza. This is skipping doing tshuva. This is the short vision, yeah, but the Evid, what's coming done? It's also Epis. To do something to change. Chazal zot nisht hazay. Kivon sh'olam omar avire v'mischaret. V'mischaret. This is the ikar atshuv. This is the ikar atshuv. And this is what Hashem wants. Just. It's not enough. So what if you mischar it? Tomorrow you will do it again. So you have to have a Kabbalah. The person says, I'll be better next year. Well, you'll be better next year. You know you will do it. So say, no, I'll do a Kabbalah, it will remind me. I'll start to do this, it will remind me. This is the Kabbalah. This is not tshuva. This is gdori. Misha'ochal shum, mi'achzor v'yoichal shum. You're so bad for a year, you want to be bad next year? Come, machan a Kabbalah, you will not be bad next year. This is not doing tshuva. This is skipping, for sure. It's also very important. It's very important that next year it will not happen. I'm not taking away from it, and we'll have to work on it. Because on them taka nothing changes. But a person has to know what brings him close to Hashem. V'yosim belibo ra v'mar ozvo yes Hashem. Ra v'mar ozvo yes Hashem. A person has a friend. You know, sometimes you slip out a word that you didn't have to say. Someone told you something is happening. You know, you slip it out. The minute you slip it out, you're so nervous, the guy will say to the other guy, you know, you're running around to tell him not to say, you know, you told someone and it's mamash, you know, if the guy will know about it, you're it's like, all nervous, yeah? I'm so sorry I said it. Stupid that I said it. This is the charota that a person has to say when he did Lashon Hara. I said it. How I could just make it that when I'll invite a dream, and if I wake up, it never happened. This is tshuva. I know it sounds very hard, and everyone will ask, but how we get it? I said it. Could be it's very hard to be a Jew also. Go to East Jerusalem if you don't want to be a Yid. It's hard. But thus is tshuva. Zogim Mitzvah Basel, we're wondering why it doesn't happen. I took some bachim, I stopped and I asked him, you did tshuva? Yeah. He got miyad, like, you know, he ran over to me 20 kabbalas. And he took out from his purse, he had another 20, he forgot what they were. So he never did tshuva, this person. I'm speaking to myself, I'm not saying. The list of the kabbalas and the kabbalas and the kabbalas. So, why tiver now? When Yom Kippur comes, we're in the edge, Yom Noroim are going to close, we'll have to be speaking about the Kabbalahs. We have to left with something on our hand. We have now a week and a half. A person has to come to a charote. The shaila is, how you come to charote? So Rabbi Yisrael said, this is the reason Rosh Hashanah is a little bit before Yom Kippur, that a person feels after Rosh Hashanah, you know, I know I'm not a chashuv person, so he feels so low and so cheap in Rosh Hashanah. He feels bad in Rosh Hashanah. He's a no one, he's a nothing. He knows he's not tzaddik yisodoidon. So he comes shavuot after Rosh Hashanah. So this shafts a little bit charote to come ready for Yom Kippur. Say that. But we want to come to Rosh Hashanah with charote. With vidui and charote and memele kabbalah. So how we do it? How we do it? How we come with charot? How we get charot? So the etzah is the etzah. I'm saying a person can't say it's hard. A person says it's hard. He's writing himself. I'm not planning to do tshuva this year. Chazal say. Ki koroiv eilecho hadovor meoid beficho ubilvov cholaso. I want to explain to you. I'm saying it again because I'm saying to myself, I know myself for years I was not doing tshuva as even midaf. The Rambam says that tshuva is also a person that's going to die. And he knows tomorrow he's going to die. He says, this is not tshuva that he knows that even if he would live in the end. So that person doesn't say no kabbalas. He's going to die, yeah? He has a machla in his feet and his hands. Man, he's going to leave. So what is the tshuva that he's doing there? Kabbalah said what? That he will daven every morning? He's not planning to daven. He's going to leave in a couple of minutes. For sure, Yoidi, that Alum is even if he would not leave. So this person doesn't do no Kabbalah. He's not busy with the list of Kabbalah. He's going to die in 2 minutes. So what he does in this tshuva? Hashem, I'm sorry. Right of us. No, I'm really sorry. So now if he does a real tshuva, Hashem is mekabel his tshuva. What Hashem wants him, what tshuva that person is doing? The tshuva has to be without no Kabbalah. Zog the Rambam. If a person is not mekabel, toivel v'sheretz b'yodoy. This whole kabbalah is to take away the sheretz b'yodoy. But doesn't need the tshuva. It's not the tshuva. The tshuva is the mischaret on what you did. To be sorry on what you did. And if I didn't do it. Person steals. And he's caught. He loses his whole position. So it's stupid that I stole it. That's the truth. So how we come to it? So let me mask it a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda explains that a person has to be metzayer benafshay. A person has to make as a picture in his head the sidori boyne shel olam that created the world. And the Ribbono shel Olam is Toivu Meitiv. Toivu Meitiv. And the neshamas are close to Hashem. And when a person does a avera, he's rochik me Hashem. So we'll start with the lowest madreig. If he's low from Hashem, it means that the Osid Lavoi, you come, you know, based in Shalmala, you come to the Shomayim. Be'etzem, you could have been, you know, living in a house, in a palace, everything around you, because you don't learn by night as Zeiv Midaf, and you don't learn in the morning as Zeiv Midaf, and you don't learn in the afternoon as Zeiv Midaf, and you don't daven as Zeiv Midaf, you'll be a very low, poor person there. Someone thought it was Kerov once, but it's, you know, so much people do it. It says Gehenna is so big, you don't meet no one there. And these big deserts without no end. Don't think, you know, you see a lot of people, you know, the God of Hever will be there. No Hever Gonish. You'll be lonely, be Eretz Shmomo, Eretz Shmomo. Nechoshim, Srofim, Ve'akravim, Alochi Chabole. This is before the Toiv, this is the Sur Mera. The Rambam calls it Tshuvas Noshim Ktanim, V'Shoitim. But we will be holding first in that Madrege. If a person will picture inside his eyes that at every minute, as it says in Rabbi Yisrael, that no one will be recognized the Boira Olam when we come upstairs to the Shemayim. We know a Boira Olam of a Rachamon, a Merachim Rachim Oleinu. Upstairs Din. And you know what is Din? Soyrkim is psoroi shel rabakive b'masrekoi shel barza. This is din. In this world we can't, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, ein kiyum veloi rachamim. Lo'asid lovo yes din. Din is soyrkim rabakive b'masrekoi shel barza. Only, in kenish trachim, was is din. Ve'al kol dovor yovo yo eloikim badin. Ki mi yitzdak lefonecho badin. Malochim yechof eizun. Chilu roda yech eizun. Kilo yitzdak lefonecho badin. Everyone, lelo yitzem in a klal. The guy will say, I was shvach. They'll tell him, in the middle of camp, you also shvach. Person is tired, you know, he falls asleep. 10 o'clock, Seder, he's falling asleep. He can't learn, that's the mitzvah. He leaves the bismedash, he wakes up, yeah? Gzeire milefona. Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, you're not tired. Hamafsik mi mishnosoi ve'oimer manoe ilon ze. Ma'achili mo'istoi gach lei resomim. Gach lei resomim. Alachas kama ve'kama, God says a joke in the middle of Seder. Is Ma'achil Moisef in the ears and the nose all together Gachli Yisomim. Made a joke in the middle of Seder. Why don't he say Mano Ilon Zeh? Shalom Chaim Valojina, Mano Ilon Zeh, that he means to say God bless Hashem, that he made nice trees. When I feel like Ma'achil Moisef, Gachli Yisomim, Shalom Chaim Valojina. Made a joke. Middle of Seder, he spoke on the chicken in Mansi. Yeah? Middle of Seder. It's a shrek lechazach. It's a shrek lechazach. Ki rav emar ozvo yes Hashem. Rav emar. So a person could say, so what I will do, tayt imamish? So shteyt nisfor. Aber, you know, I understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that I'm a shvach person, you know, not so smart, you know, when they gave out the brains, they didn't give it out to me. Ich weiß nicht. You know, different. Everyone has his excuses. To say Krishma in time, you're also so schwach. So you know what you will get in saying Krishma late? You know what you get of eating without a bracha and a mistake? Forgetting to bench bracha achroina? Talking in the middle of davening? Dushev tefillin? Tzitzis? Halochas pshutas? Rav emar ozvo yes Hashem. And Rabbi Yonah says, the tafkid of the Baal Tshuva is to be Yoishev and Mischaret. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Ki kasher lo itasig yad ha-shovim, lo shuv eilov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moishit yad la-shovim. It's a haftoche. I never met, and I'm telling you, I never met a bacher that tried for a day or two, maybe some three, to do charote, and he never became a Baal Tshuva. All of the guys that failed, I asked them, one managed 5-10 minutes to try to do it, one tried to do it 2 days. Was no one that tried 3 days, a half an hour, to misboinen, to mischaret, how much he'll be a loser. How much he'll be a loser? You tell a guy to do something, he doesn't want to do it, he feels a loser. Do it, it's kedai for you. I'm scared, people will say. We'll be so losers upstairs. We're leaving soon. The whole thing is, it's a couple of years. The ganze meise da. We're leaving. We're leaving. If a person, Rabbi Yehuda says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a koyach to do charote. I'm not saying not to do kabbalas. Avada and the slichas, b'zrish Hashanah, a person has to start to do kabbalas. But we'll speak maybe for him. Keep him more on the kabbalas. The avoda is of a person to try to find the charote. And a person has to know. This is what I think Rabbi Tzoblazer says. I know it's the hardest thing, he says. But this is the reason that people are not matzliach b'tshuva. Because they never did tshuva yet. Why b'li tshuva? A lot of them managed to do tshuva. So the developers used to say, yeah, from being a fright to a frum, it's easy. But inside, it's hard to move. It's also true. But you know why? When he decides to be b'li tshuva and he knows that what he did is wrong, at least in the beginning, he feels very guilty that he was a Baal Tshuva. He's like so upset he was not born from. He feels like he's missing out. He's upset. This is the Tshuva. He's upset that he's like that. He's mamish upset. Like he feels it's not fair. Why my parents didn't tell me. That's his Tshuva. Chaval, I'm like that. I'm upset that I'm like that. Not I want to be better. I want to be better is this Kabbalah. The heft of the tshuva is, I was nichshol. I know it's wrong that I'm nichshol. I'm upset that I'm nichshol. I give you a marshal from a leichter zach. I'm not. First of all, I'm saying, doesn't say shtayim mikro ve'echot targum like he has to. He knows it's wrong. There's a mitzvah to say shtayim mikro ve'echot targum. Rashi, he knows he's wrong. He's mischaret. So the easy kabbalah is from now every week he will say, yeah. So, Kabbalah, Ashtar Kabbalah, before he eats to the Shabbos, Friday afternoon he will say it. Everyone has his ways. How do you Kabbalah, Kabbalah, then for sure it will work. The real tshuva is not stand to Mekabbalah. I know it's so wrong all the years I didn't say. What I will answer Hashem? Our answer was hard for me to learn. Shtayim mikro to read Chumash and Unkelus? And then they will never let me into Gan Eden. The easiest means in the world, just read. How much time did I 20 minutes a week we asked you to read? I was a goy, I didn't do that. I'm a goy, I didn't do that. You know excuse? That person will never sit near Hashem, yeah? So what he'll do when he'll be 80, he'll decide from now he will say it. He feels the mice, I'm so stupid. Such a poshta aveir. The most is chayav odom le'ashmi. So he's mischaret. And he thinks, you know what, I will try to do it. You know, it's so wrong what I did. You know, maybe I will do it. Rashi mitchves Rashbam tesis chotes. Maybe like this, Hashem will take in the chapa what I did. It's taking wrong what I did. How I will face it? What I will answer upstairs? That I didn't do it for 10 years. What will be my excuse? 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 The person starts to feel like that. And when he's mekabel, he says, you know what, this year I will do it, you know, like shtar, you know, I'll do it five times. It's shtar, yeah? That maybe I could shbokh wa mechapa what I did. Oh. So he managed to touch a charot. Now, the klal, no mekabel bisrol, and tshuva is, the Yitzhahora likes to make balagan. Ki teitzel ha-milchome ve-ro-yiso, sus ve-rechev, am rov, lo-yisiro me. No, so what I'll do tshuva now? I could count, you know, hundreds and hundreds. Take one thing, start to have charote. One more thing, have a charote. But not a lot. But every day, could be the same thing. I'm guilty. Not next year will be beseder. What helps next year be beseder? But this year I was not beseder. You think Yosh Hashanah, you come to Hashem, you know, Hashem, I'm sorry, I'll be alright. As I gave us, so cheap. No, Hashem, I will really not do it again. This is not tshuva. I will not do it again is kabbalah ala osid. So again, tshuva is a person that is dying, he's leaving. He's not. We know that he's not doing. We want him to do tshuva and what he did. And mischaret ala maisim aroyim shosisi. Ve'keilu lo yosisi. This is called charot. Person thinks he did want to fill Hashem. Ein lo kapore ilomis. Ein lo kapore. Vos vil zayin. Vos vil zayin. Hashem, forgive me. I was so wrong. I will not do it. Forgive me. I did it. This is the tafkid. And a person has to try to find every day to touch charot. I'm telling you, I don't know if you did it once. But I'm telling you, if a person does it, he comes to Rosh Hashanah a shtik bal tshuva. Pischu li Pesach kechudoi shel machat. V'ani yeftach lachem Pesach kepischu shel ulo. And I'm promising you it works. It works. Bochim asks, it doesn't work, you never open the Pesach. He said, from now on it'll be okay. That's not just going to open the door. They said, kepetach shel machat, it goes through from side to side. Do a charote. A klein charote. And it's Pesach shel ulo. As a Pesach shel ulo. If a person will manage to work on this avodah, I'll tell you when you could measure that you got to that avodah. I know it's a hard measurement, but I think Bnei Aliyah that are sitting here could shout through to them. When you'll be upset that the slichas in the morning are already finished. Alavai, I could a bit more say sorry. I know I'm so guilty. I know a half an hour cannot clean it. Chaval, the slichas are so short today. Maybe I could go somewhere and say a bit more slichas. Not to try to find a meaning that says only one slicha. It's different minhogim. I'm not going now to the minhogim. So the shayla, what are you looking for? Rosh Hashanah, you know. Well, 2 hours, yeshiva is too long. If I'm someone, you know, to do it in a short vision. I'm not saying that every person. You want to cry. Hashem, a person is sitting shiva, yeah? He wants to cry. He wants to speak out. He wants to say sorry. He wants. If you don't feel like that, come to speak to me personally. Maybe I'll help you. Measure yourself. And I'm telling you, if you come to Rosh Hashanah mitcharote, then Rosh Hashanah is a avodah for malchus, it's an andere avodah. It's avodah sroinimus. It's an andere avodah, you're so happy. I say, Alamo, we'll speak about the next week when we're speaking the avodah from Rosh Hashanah for malchus. There's no mokum to ask Rosh Hashanah, I can ask for my own zachin or not. What to ask for your own zachin? You deserve something? Sirki masakh shel bazel. Do tshuva. Time to ask for what? Forgive me. Hashmieni solachti. This is not what we're asking for. Just forgive us what we did. We're so sorry. Person goes, kills someone's son, kills his wife, burns his house, comes to that guy. I'm very sorry. By the way, you know, you're giving out money. You could give me some money. I'm very sorry, but you know, I heard you're giving out a lot of money. You could give me some money. And by the way, I'm sorry what I did to you. Move away from me. You have to be embarrassed to stand and say sorry. If I'll be a nice person, I'll give you after it money. For a reminder. No, I know for sure. I'm very sorry, but I just wanted to remind you when you're giving out that you can give out to me also. You killed my kid. You killed my wife. You killed my son. How person opening his mouth on Rosh Hashanah? He feels ready. Hashem forgive them. Every Shemri was mechaven. If you don't feel embarrassed to ask for something in Rosh Hashanah, don't think you had chavod. It's embarrassing to daven. You know how bad you are. So I'm saying, to take small little things, pischi shel machat, and it's avoda. First day, the second day, the third day, not every time it breaks through. But when it breaks through, I'm telling you, you could cry like a baby. Hashem gives the siyata d'shmaya. And that's Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the siyata d'shmaya.